when great changes take place in your world, and actually sometimes in yourself. The path to that change is usually not smooth. There are things to be examined, things to feel, things that that pique you in ways that you may not have been piqued before. But if you could think of it this way, if you could see a sled coming down a mountain and coming down fast, you would not focus so much on the sled or perhaps either on the person who was on the sled, but you would say, this sled is going down the mountain, and at a very near point, it will be at the mountain, and that ride will be done. And sometimes in the world that you are engaging in now, that is the most important thing. Not so, of course, we all know what we know, but sometimes to be able to move a bit above it and to say, this is going down. It is going down. I know about it, but I do not need to be concerned about the details of it. I simply need to see that above it all, this is a thing that is going down. So I am going to make sure that I do not go down with it. I'm going to make sure that I stay as much as I can in my center. I know what I know, but I do not want to be a part of the game. And so when you wisely choose in some situations to step out of it, that is a very spiritual thing to do, because you are taking care of yourself in all of this. And so when someone invites you to join them on the sled, or they are critical of you that you are not on a sled like theirs, then actually the highest spiritual point is separation. It is the finest thing that you can do, because you are not energizing the game and you are calming the center of yourself. Now, there's a very practical reason for doing that. And that is, as this all comes down the hill and all of the chaos that is happening and some of the destruction and many things that are unpleasant, but at the bottom of the hill, the sled cannot move anymore. The ride is done. And when the ride is done, then there is going to be a need for people who are in their own centers, who are holding, to begin to rebuild the village that the sled flew into, if you understand what we are saying. We are going to need a rebuild. But even in the rebuilding, we are going to continue to identify what is toxic. Now, that does not mean that we are going to battle what is toxic, because in energy terms, if you go to battle with what is toxic, then the universe will assume you want to go to battle, and they will expose you to more toxic things, and we do not want to do that. Now, do we get to have feelings about that trip down the mountain? Of course we do. But the two things that we want to keep in mind, we want to keep our own centers clear, which means sometimes, if only a few moments in the morning, when you can still everything and breathe and feel your own heart and your own connection, that is a beautiful thing to be doing now, because we are needing extra feeling of connection, because what is going on around us is, overstimulating what we feel for obvious reasons. But you do not want to stay too long in it, because you will then have inadvertently entered the game. And this is not the time to enter the game. This is the time to prepare the new game. because a new game is going to be needed. And we want to be strong enough and centered enough that when it is time to establish the new game, we can do that. We have been heartened to see the young among you standing up and saying what is true. Saying what is true. Holding for what is right. They, of course, are going to have to follow these same guidelines. They must learn to center. They are doing beautifully with holding. But you do not want to enter the game. And the line is so thin. And we all walk over it from time to time. It is completely understandable. But it is not a good energy investment, because we are needing our energy for our lives. We are needing an energy for building a center that is so close to the energy of the universe that when we need to call that in so that we can make a new game, we will be strong and solid and able and having enough energy to do that. This teaching is in no way meant to be a criticism of all that you are experiencing, because we understand how that is. But it is to say we want more energy going in than out. A very basic kind of thing. And so we, what is your phrase? Blow off steam when you need to do that. But then back to the center, because there is going to be a time in the very near future when your center is needed, when what you know and what you are able to do is going to be required in order to hold your world together in a better way. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let a warm rain fall and wash away any tensions in the week. Let them go. Anything in the energy that is not making you happy or healthy or strong, let it go. Now feel a wind with many colors blowing around your body. Rainbow colors, earth colors. Feel them moving all around your body. And breathe the colors in and let them go to any place in your body where they may be needed. And let yourself become aware of the colors that are going to your head. Simply watch, observe which colors go to your head and your thoughts. Feel the colors that go to your communication center. Feel the colors that fill your heart. And become aware of the colors that clear your solar plexus. And feel the colors that are drawn into your second center. And feel the colors that move to your root. And let the energy in your body and in your chakra centers hold the colors that are best for you. And feel them moving and bringing you energy and bringing you light. Now move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a flame that burns there, a blue flame. And if you have any thoughts you wish to be released from, let those thoughts flow into the blue flame. And know that the flame will transmute those thoughts. If you have any communication with yourself that might be harsh, let that harshness flow into the blue flame. And see that it is transmuted. If you are holding any emotional pain, release that pain into the blue flame. And if you are carrying any blockage or fear about creating your life, release that fear to the blue flame and feel its power to gather it up. If you have doubt about your ability to intuit truly, let that doubt go into the blue flame. If you are carrying anything that blocks you from receiving abundantly, love and abundance and power and joy, any blockage that might be in your crown, let that flow into the blue flame. Now, as you watch the flame grow, and see that it has gathered in everything that you have given to it, and see that it is forming a transmuted gift for you. Rest the mind. And let the flame give you the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.